Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back to the number one motivational podcast on planet Earth. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Today, Sunday, September 28th, 2014. This is the day the Lord has made. So if it is that, then you know you're ready for a few minutes of the Everyday is Saturday Sunday spiritual podcast. And this means a lot more to me. Unfortunately, just being real with you. This podcast meant a lot to me at the beginning of the year when I first started it. It means a lot more to me now that we've got our baby Susan's birthday today. Every Sunday marks a brand new birthday for a baby girl, 6 weeks old today. Amazing. It's absolutely amazing. On August 17th, 2014, the baby was in distress inside of my beautiful wife, Angela, and had to be delivered via C-section at 24 weeks. 24 weeks. If you don't know how little a baby is developed at 24 weeks, go ahead and Google it. 24 weeks gestational age for a baby. And we were given all the doom and gloom, the nasty statistics, 38% survivor rate, 85% profound neurological damage to the baby. Praise God. Big praise report today, everybody. As it stands today, this can always change, subject to change, because as the great Dr. Job, renowned neonatal doctor here at Cincinnati Children's, has reminded us, never trust a preemie, okay? They can go up, they can go way down or way back up, and you just got to kind of ride that roller coaster with them. But as of today, our baby Susan is thriving. She was off the ventilator last Saturday, which is absolutely just amazing. We were there. I got to tell you, we were in that room. I talked about this on last Monday's podcast, and it was tense. She's had this same tube down her throat, pumping air to her lungs. She was intubated the minute that she was born, given this, you know, forced oxygen down her throat into her lungs, and they removed that tube for the first time after 5 weeks. And man, oh man, oh man, oh man, it was just intense in that room because you were just sitting there waiting for her to breathe on her own. So she did, and she was off the steroids Friday, September 26th. And if you didn't know, you haven't been following along on Facebook. I give updates every day on Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter for Baby Susan updates, as well as everything that's got to do with EverydaySaturday.com, marketing, business, just really my life, you know, how I make every day Saturday and try to. And, you know, she was on steroids to help her lungs develop and give her a little bit of energy to help her breathe. I mean, she's using all her little, any ounce of energy she can muster to breathe on her own. So they weaned her off the steroids at noon on Friday, which would be 2 days ago. And she's still off the ventilator, breathing on her own, not without some complications. She developed an infection a few days ago as well, so they've been giving her an antibiotic. And I'd say all of this because this is a big praise report. This is what God means to me. And I want to, you know, keep that way, because I'm not here to tell anybody what God should mean to you. I'm not a pastor. I'm not a priest. I'm not a rabbi. I'm not someone that forces my religion. I do an Every Day is Sunday, or Every Day is Saturday, Sunday spiritual podcast, simply to give praise to God, to Jesus Christ, the creator of my Christian faith, and to help you, also to empower you to understand that the tough challenges that you're going through in your life right now, God's working behind the scenes to make your greatest setback your greatest comeback. And I believe that. I mean, I don't know of many more setbacks that are greater than having to deliver a baby at 24 weeks and giving really not a big chance of survival, let alone that, but just without a lot of complications. And our baby's been off the ventilator now for better part of 8 days and breathing on her own, and it's just awesome, man. And when I go down there, here's another thing. This is really what I wanted to talk about today on the spiritual podcast, is in the profession that I'm in, meaning the entrepreneurial profession, we get some big heads and we get some big egos. And myself, not excluded from that, okay? I am not by any means talking about anybody. I got both hands in the air, as I always do, you know? We get egos, we get excited, we get a lot of pats on our back because we are the job-creating engine. You know what I'm talking about? Like, hey, we're the entrepreneur, we gave the middle finger to the boss, and now we're out on our own. Woohoo! You know, we're building all these jobs for everybody. We're the reason you even have a job. I've said all those things. Look, guys, let me just tell you something right now. I'm keeping it as real as I possibly can. I've been one of the biggest asses you've ever met in your life, and I've also been your best friend, okay? And I don't take particularly too much celebration in either one of those, you know? We're all human. We all flub the dove. I've, you know, pumped my chest on stages receiving big checks and talking about how great I am and how great everything's going with every day is Saturday. And then you get humbled real quick because you lose all that or you lose respect. Or if you have a really good friend that can kick you in the ass and say, dude, shape up, man. It ain't about you. It's about God. You know, it's about the creator. It's about the energy source. Whatever that is that you believe in, I happen to be of the Christian faith. I happen to believe that after I take my last breath, I'll be reunited with my mom, Catherine Crowley, in heaven. I'll be reunited with our son, Matthew, who could not make it past 19 weeks gestational age and had to go to heaven. I believe I'll be reunited with all the friends and family I've lost along the way. And I also believe I'll be reunited with my creator, Jesus Christ. Here's the best part about Sam Crowley. I couldn't quote very many Bible verses if you paid me. And I'm not proud of that. I'm not saying that. It's not like I'm purposely not reading my Bible. But I know I have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I know God is with me in my car. God is with me on this podcast. God is with me in those lonely moments. God is with me in the neonatal ICU with my daughter. God is with me with my family. God is with me when I have no money. God is with me when I have lots of money. And I believe that. And if I did not believe that, then my days would be very hollow, very shallow, really without a lot of purpose. You know, I'm here to make God proud. I'm here to make a lot of people proud. My mom in heaven, I'm here to make her proud. I'm here to make my family proud. I do a lot of things to make those people not proud of me, okay? I do a lot of stupid things. I've done a lot of stupid things. And unfortunately, no matter what I do to try to stop those dumb things from happening and me being the cause of that, it ain't going to work. I'm flawed, just like you are flawed. And I'm not here to celebrate that part because I say we should celebrate our uniqueness. We should celebrate our flaws. When I say that from a business perspective, I mean I celebrate the fact that I'm a college dropout. I celebrate the fact that I can't take orders from people. If you tell me to go down that road and take a left, because if you go right, Sam, you're going off a cliff, I'll still go right, only because you told me not to, and I'll figure it out along the way, on the way down, how to make it work out. You know, I celebrate being the fact I'm an ex-stutterer back in the day. Couldn't get a lot of sentences out of my mouth. I celebrate that now that I'm a speaker on stages in front of hundreds and thousands of people around the world to empower you, not to brag about me. And I know sometimes it comes across as braggadocious, and quite honestly, down into my inner core, I'm sure back in the day when I first got going, it was more about ego. It was more about look at me. Because there's something, when you fail, and I mean you fail in a public way, and I failed in a very public manner, you know, going bankrupt and losing everything and running a corporate office and then having to go back in and report to the people that used to report to me, that's failing on a grand scale, on a grand stage. So when you succeed, even the slightest bit of success, you want to let everybody know about it. Like, hey, all you people that made fun of me, here you go. How do you like me now? And that's good. It's good medicine. It makes you feel good. But long term, it's not a recipe for that mental success. Long term, that's not a recipe for purpose. Purpose in your life is found by getting connected and getting close to the energy source. You know, the individual who gave you life, the individual who gives you that breath every day, it's about serving him, you know. And for me, especially on Sundays, I'm getting ready to head off the church here at Branches Church. And for me, it's about being with God in those quiet moments to give him thanks just once a week in a public manner, as well as spending time with my church family, the brothers and sisters that we celebrate life with. And another thing, as I was saying, I wanted the show to be about today, is when I go down, I make that drive down to the Cincinnati neonatal ICU unit with my wife Angela each day. We go into a tough neighborhood. If you're not familiar with downtown Cincinnati, which I would imagine a lot of you aren't, where we go, the UC Medical Center, which is where the level 3 neonatal unit is located in a pretty pretty rough neighborhood. It's off Martin Luther King Boulevard, downtown Cincinnati, near Goodman Drive, and you got to travel through some rough, rough streets. And you see the teen expecting mom. You see the bum on the corner asking for money, same guy every time. You see the 60-something janitorial lady, probably a grandmother, been cleaning toilets in the UC Medical Center for better part of 30 years. How do I know that? Because I asked her, and I see her walking to work every day. And you see all of these individuals, a lot of them broke, a lot of them broke in. But when I see those people, I also see Jesus Christ in his most distressing disguises. I see Jesus Christ in the bum. I see Jesus Christ in the grandmother cleaning toilets. I see Jesus Christ in the teen mom. Because truth be told, I'm a benefit. My success can be attributed, just about all of it, to where and when I was born. I was born in a small town in Bradford, Pennsylvania, back in 1968. We didn't have a lot of money. Truth be told, we had food stamps, but we grew up in a town with a lot of love, a lot of support. My dad left my mom to raise 8 kids by herself when I was 3 months old. But the community in the town of Bradford, Pennsylvania, rallied around our family. They were always there to help. When my mom was in the hospital a few times, one time she had broken her hip. Another time she was hit by a car out in front of our house. Things like that. Neighbors came with food and drove me to my basketball games or my baseball games when I was in 8th grade and helped out and gave us a couple bucks here and there. We didn't ask for a handout. We asked for a hand up. And I think those people, I mean, think back to the 70s, those of you that are old enough, we grew up in the 70s and into the 80s. Life was a lot different back then. The internet wasn't around. You had to actually have real conversations. There was no texting with people. It was getting to know your neighbors, knocking on the door with a baseball bat and a glove when you're a kid and going out to the park and just getting a baseball game together or a basketball game together. And you got a chance to really get to know people. And when you get to really know people, you get to know people's story. When you get to know people's story, you get to know them at their core. And then you get to know what really motivates them and how you can help them and how you can serve them. And I wasn't thinking this way when I was 12, 14, 15, 18 years old. I'm thinking about that now, looking back at, I did that unknowingly because I had the Holy Spirit inside of me unknowingly. You know, I've never had a relationship with the Holy Spirit. I feel my relationship has been with God and Jesus Christ. And other people would say, Sam, that is the Holy Spirit. That's okay. I'll give you that because you probably know more about theology than I do. You know what I know about? I know about God, know about Jesus Christ. And now I'm finding out and I'm learning more about the Holy Spirit. I felt the Holy Spirit in our room when our baby Susan was delivered. I felt the Spirit in that room. You know, it's really hard to describe if you've never had that feeling. And my atheist friends, my agnostic friends, I can hear you. I hear you now, Sam. Come on, man. That's science, all right? You're talking about magic. Hey, you can have yours. I'll have mine, okay? I do believe in the deity. I do believe in Jesus Christ, and I do believe in God. And I believe the Holy Spirit was present in that room because I felt it. I felt the Holy Spirit surrounding our baby Susan as they cut the cord and whisked her off into the other room to literally just look at her. All the doctors and the nurses and all the specialists there had her there. And the prognosis wasn't that great. You know, I walked into the room. They said, you want to see your baby girl? And they were kind of excited because they're, congratulations, Dad. And I'm like, congratulations for what? We don't even know what we have yet. You know, I went into the other room and Susan's struggling just to take one more breath. And that's where all the bracelets that we have made up saying one more breath. Every post I make on Facebook updating Susan every day has the hashtag one more breath, because at that point in time, that's all I wanted. I wanted her to be able to take one more breath. That's all we needed, you know? And if she could take one, she could take two. She could take two, she could take five. Take five, she could take 1,000. You know who else needed one more breath? The guy you're listening to right now. I needed one more breath, man. When you're a father looking at your daughter gasping for air, 24 weeks gestational age, she can't even open her eyes. Her eyes refuse shut. She weighs 460 grams, 1 pound. Think about things that weigh 1 pound. Off the top of my head, I don't even know. What is it? Your iPhone probably weighs more than that. Tiny, tiny girl, 12 inches long. And I see Jesus Christ in my daughter. I see Jesus Christ in all my daughters. I see the Holy Spirit working every single day in my life more and more. I feel as though these financial windfalls that are literally falling on my lap as a result of my hard work and dedication combined with the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ working behind the scenes to give me opportunity. Because if you just believe in God, that's not good enough. You need to believe in God and use the talents that he has given you. You have amazing talents, and I get so mad when I hear people argue against the talents that they have. I'm like, are you kidding me? You are a miracle created in the eyes of God himself, and you are going to diminish that by saying you can't do, and then you just fill in the blanks. Look, I purposely do this Sunday podcast without quoting scripture, without doing that. And like I said, it's not my goal to not learn my Bible. I'm sure I could rally a couple of good verses. It's my goal to bring the common person like Sam Crowley from many years ago to the Lord, closer to the Lord. And understand you are a miracle created in the eyes of God himself. And to say anything different than that is so counterproductive to your life. And I don't want to say it's blasphemous towards God and he's going to, you know, come down on you for not acknowledging him, because I know we're supposed to acknowledge him. But can you just acknowledge you? Can we acknowledge you and your gifts? If the only gift you can give, and I say this only because this is people minimize this, is to smile, to encourage somebody, to help somebody out in a situation, that's an amazing gift. Because I know a bunch of billionaire asses who wouldn't lift a finger to help somebody else unless it meant them being rewarded monetarily. I can't even tell you, man, and I'm not going to name names, but I have run into, in the industry that I'm in, speaking, internet marketing, things like that, the biggest egos and asses you will ever run into in your entire life. And I would take a broken down bum with a sign that says, "We'll work for food," in a New York minute on my team before I would take these millionaire speakers that I share the stage with, some of them, or some of these internet marketers or entrepreneurs, because it's all about them. And if you give me somebody broken that I can mold, and help them understand that the purpose in life begins with not about them, but how they can serve others. And guys, I sit here recording this show letting you know that I don't have this figured out. This is cathartic for me to talk about because it always reminds me when I do this show. It grounds me once a week to say, Sam, it isn't about you. I'm doing this podcast to serve thousands of people in over 100 countries who plug into this show. Okay, hundreds and thousands of people who plug into the show, sometimes only for the Sunday Spiritual Podcast, not the other five shows I do during the week. But I do this to put myself out there, in the risk of putting myself out there for a lot of the criticism, some of the arrows that get slung. But the one person today, and that's you, who needs to hear this message more than anybody else, that you are an absolute freaking miracle. All right? Don't diminish your skills. Don't diminish your talents. And don't compare yourself to somebody else. Compare yourself to the person that you were yesterday. Understand that the Holy Spirit lives inside of you. Understand God's looking down at you and say, please use the talents I've given you. Please don't diminish the talents that I've given you. I know you've been through the valley, but you pass through the valley. You know what I mean? We're all going to go into the valley, but you know who the champions are, especially the ones made in God's image, are the ones who pass through the valley, and they come back out on top of the mountain. I'm here to tell you, child, I am on top of the mountain. I'm here to tell you that I'm on top of this mountain with other mountains to climb much, much higher than this one. And they're going to include more valleys. I know that just because I've attempted to use my God-given talents. I know that I've fallen flat on my face, not because God wasn't there for me, but because I was too much about me and not about him. So as I see Jesus Christ and I humble myself through him, I see Jesus Christ in the African-American teen mom, the bum on the corner, the 66-year-old lady who cleans toilets. I see Jesus Christ in his most distressing disguises. You know who else I see Jesus Christ in? You. Can you at least use your talents starting right now and understand that you can harness the power of God right now today and change lives? I mean, literally change lives. Believe it, because when you believe it, almost said magic, but that would give too many other people who don't believe in God the ammunition. I told you so, Sam, but magic does happen. I prefer to say miracles happen. You know why miracles happen? Because you're the miracle. Can I get an amen to that? You're the miracle. All right? It's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Make sure you plug into everydaysaturday.com. Enter your name and email so we can stay connected. If you haven't done that yet, check us out on facebook.com/everydayisSaturday. Of course, on Twitter at Sam Crowley. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.